Hey there, and welcome to the After the Sermon podcast. This is a series where we dive in a little deeper, maybe into some things we didn't get into from this past sermon that we had Sunday morning. I am Pastor Ben here with Pastor Matt.
Hello, everyone.
And we had to set a ground rule before we started that we are not allowed to make more than 3 song love puns.
It is so difficult. So difficult, but I'm fully preparing to Rickroll everybody in this episode.
Yeah, well, as long as we don't give love a bad name.
I'm not good at this game. That actually might be the title of a love song. So,
well, let us know in the comments all the ones you pick up on.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
But so we're in the book of Malachi, looking at the first 5 verses, and the people of Israel are asking a question that really, truly, you know, at different times and seasons in our lives, we ourselves ask.
Yeah. They're asking a question that is, they're basically saying to God, do you love me? It's really hard not to just go into different song title references. Do you want to be my friend?
Well, I am a friend of God.
Yes. So they're right out the gate, God says to them, I have loved you, but you say, how have you loved us? And so God's about to prove that he's loved them. And the statement that they make is, the questioning of God, the statement there, is one, kind of shocking and jarring for us. Like, how can they even ask this question? Who do they think they are to say to God, You've let us down. You've given us up, right? But at the same time, when we look at the application of this text, I think we are kind of prone to questioning God's love, even if we're not verbally saying, God, do you really love me? And so the text and the seriousness in which God shows his love for us is something to consider, and why I think it was just a beautiful text to look at, even though we're seeing a difficult portion of scripture with God basically saying, Esau's not my people. I don't love him. I hate him. They're not my people. But at the same time, instead of focusing on that, we look to the love of God and rejoice that God loves us.
Well, and that's really the answer to the question, right? God does love you, love us, love the people of Israel.
Yeah, because right away he's saying, what do you mean? How have I loved you? I made you my people. Like, even referenced it in the sermon where he says to Abraham, I will be your God, you will be my people. This is a covenant relationship that God has, a covenant of love that he's saying, I didn't have to do this, but I'm doing this out of a deep love for you. I'm going to make you my people. And God's cared for them, protected them all along the way. And so he's like, how can you ask me this question? Like, he doesn't have to prove himself. He's demonstrated it already. And in doing so, he's showing, I love you because you are mine.
Well, and I think part of what we got into Sunday is if we don't understand what love is to begin with, then questioning how God has loved us sort of makes sense, because if we don't know what love is.
Yeah. Yeah. What is love? We're going to get copyright infringements here if we're not careful.
That's true.
And we joke about it. We joked about it before we hopped on. Our whole society is wanting the answer to that question. What is love? Like, I don't want to be hurt. I'm tired of being hurt. I'm tired of being let down. So, and we even laugh at songs like, I'm never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Because there's something inside of us that longs for that. And unfortunately, we look for it in people who are prone to hurt us, and even the ones that deeply love us still at times hurt us. So asking the question, what is love, I think is revealing that we're looking for God's love. And so when we answer that question, we first look to what 1 John 4 says, that if we're going to define love, then we also understand that it's defining who God is, because God is love.
Yeah, so whatever God is, then, is what love is.
Yeah. And so you ask the question, is God patient? Yes. So love is patient, which is actually written in 1 Corinthians 13 too. Is God kind? Yes, love is kind. Is God concerned for us enough to punish us? Yes, because he loves us. This is what it's part of love. Love doesn't, it bears all things, but it does not approve of all things.
It doesn't rejoice in evil.
It's unconditional. It's selfless. It's eternal. This is the love of God in Christ Jesus.
Well, and that's, you know, God shows us love, John 3:16.
Yeah.
God so loved the world that he sent Jesus to save us.
Yeah. I read the scripture, but I can't think of it off the top of my head, where God says, man, no one's going to die for an unrighteous man. God did. That's love. Like, how can you question God's love when he's fully demonstrated it through Jesus?
Mm-hmm. I think it might be Romans 5.
Romans 5, yeah. And this is love. Not that we first loved God, but God loved us. It's initiating love. And we could keep going. And if you haven't listened to the sermon, then you should, because we talked about just what that love of God looks like and how we're reflected as well.
Yeah, and it's also a timeless love. It's, you know, God knows us in the womb. He's always loved us.
Yeah.
He currently loves us. He's not abandoning us and letting us do our own thing, and there's nothing, like it says in Romans 8, that's going to separate us from the love of God.
What can separate us from the love of God? In the list of tribulation, death, disease, I mean, no, nothing can separate us from the love of God. What a joy to know that. Like, it's reassuring, it's comforting, and it's the endless nature of that. That we, I don't know if we fully comprehend until we see that love face to face. But you think for the people of Israel, the story of Malachi comes, you know, hundreds, thousands of years after Abraham, after David, and God's loved his people every step of the way then. And so I do wonder, you know, if they're questioning God's love for them now in verse 2 of Malachi, what did they do 200 years ago when it's been a long time since they heard from God, or 400 years? God still loved them.
Well, and I think going back to the idea of nothing can separate God's love from us, the trap that we fall into and the trap that they're falling into in Malachi is that we separate ourselves from God.
Correct. Yep. Yep. And that's what the people of Israel did. And you just said that. They lived in sin. And so that's how we see, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, Jesus says. And so by obeying him, and that obeying comes from beholding the greatness of God, when we see how much God loves us, then, yeah, our response is, man, I want to love that back. And I think that you see that even in human relationships. The more a parent loves on their kids and gives attention to their kids, the response from the kid is usually like, oh, I know I love you. Like, God makes it easy for us to love him. We don't often do the same for others. So the issue is not that God. The issue is never, no question. Does God love us? Yes, he does. The question is, do you love God? That's the question we should be asking.
Well, and then, you know, we talked near the end of the sermon just about how that love for God manifests itself in our love for his church, for his people, and for the lost people around us, just knowing that if we are ambassadors of Christ, if we are ambassadors of God, who is love, then through loving others, there's a light to the world of as these are.
Yeah, Jesus tells his disciples, this is how the world's going to know me, by your love for one another. So the idea of love, and we defined it as just, there's an emotional component to it, and there's an action component to it, towards someone that is in need. I'll pull up the exact definition. Love is the emotion felt and the actions performed by someone concerned for the well-being of another. We see that by God, through Jesus, for us. And on the reverse side is, I love you. I'm going to show you this. Whether it is providing a meal for someone who's lost a loved one, or babysitting for a couple so they can just have some time alone, and after having a baby, moving, helping an older couple move, it's showing the love of God by sharing the gospel. It's showing the love of, we show the love of God by welcoming people who are not Christians and who may live sinful lifestyles, by not immediately condemning them, but also not approving of their sin. I don't know if it's Christian culture, progressive Christian culture has said you're to love all people, and they want to say that in a way that removes any responsibility for sin. And so I think it is loving to call sin what it is in someone's life and speak the truth in love. I think there's ways that we come across unloving, right? But this is how people see the love of God. It's through us. We are the salt of the earth.
Well, even, I mean, Jesus with the woman at the well.
Yeah.
You know, he acts in a very loving way, but he doesn't say, you know.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I'm aware that.
Yeah. What judgment are you talking about, lady? I mean, he didn't come across how so often we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're very, I think if we're not careful, we're prone from a holier than thou point of view, try to one up someone when that is, I mean, Jesus showed his love by eating with sinners, dining with sinners.
Well, and I think part of that too is we forget, we think that we've cleaned ourselves up to come to God.
Yeah.
We forget that A, that cleaning process is still happening, but B, that cleaning process was initiated by God. It wasn't, you know, and so when we put that expectation on someone else of like, you need to be this way before.
Correct.
You can.
Correct.
No, Jesus is just not.
Because as we looked at it, 1 John 4 tells us the whole idea and concept of love isn't possible unless God first loved us.
Hmm.
Like we don't love God unless God first loved us. You read that and you're saying our love from God flows from his love for us. And so that's what, when we talk about beholding the greatness of God's love here, it's understanding if you love God just even 1 ounce, that's a result of his love towards you. Like, what a joy. Because at one point you were enemies, you didn't love him, you hated him. But now, because of his transforming grace, you love him. And I hope we're always trying to just grow in our love for him more and more, and love for one another as we just see and behold and gaze on him.
Well, and like Paul says, you know, we can't even fathom the width and depth and height of God's love. And
yeah.
So to grow into that, you know, infinite stretch of love just reminds us that that is a continual journey to, as we learn to love God and learn to love one another.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool just to see from an application standpoint for husbands. We're to love our wives as Christ loved the church. And what a calling that is to, it's not just loving God, it's reflecting God's love to others as well. That's part of loving God. Because if I know someone loves me, man, I want to talk about them, right? And that was portions of some stories in the sermon of just the love I have for Julie, the love she has for me. And when people see that, it's contagious, right? Like, man, I want that love for God.
Any other last thoughts or points as we look forward through this journey through Malachi?
Yeah, I just, you know, if you ever sit and you find yourself questioning God's love, flip that question around and ask, how am I showing my love for the Lord? And it's just, and I think the more we think through it, I think the more we see, you know what, the area I want to grow in, I want to love God more than whatever. My spouse, food. I don't want it to be a superficial love. I want it to be a deep and intimate love of the God who loved me first.
That's good stuff.
Yep.
All right. Well, we will look forward to talking through this passage in life groups this week. If you're not logged into one, we've got Tuesday night at 6:30 and then Wednesday at 6 and at 7. You can always reach out to us if you have questions about that. Easy to jump in. You know, don't miss out if you don't have to. But either way, we'll look forward to seeing you next Sunday. And just remember that God loves you. There's no question about it. And that love compels us then to continue to share God's grace with every life.
You could say it's an endless love. And on that song lyric, we'll end.
Even though it's endless.
It's endless.
Have a great week.